This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The horrors of human trafficking, stark and blunt, discovered outside a Walmart in San Antonio, Texas. 10 people are now confirmed dead after they were found inside a stifling hot 18-wheeler semi. About 30 people were found crammed inside that trailer truck. They were alive and taken to hospitals, most of them suffering from signs of heat stroke and dehydration. And we're learning now that the Homeland Security Department will be taking the lead in this investigation. Will Carr is live in our West Coast Bureau with more on this just senseless tragedy and something that exposes the horrors of trafficking, apparently.
And Eric, authorities are saying the inside of that trailer was a scorching oven, over 150 degrees, and that if they found it 24 hours later, there would have been 38 bodies instead of 10. Police are calling this a horrific case of human trafficking. The survivors are telling authorities they're from Mexico, and at one point, there were more than 100 people inside. Law enforcement learned about the trailer after a man who was inside begged a Walmart employee for water. That employee helped and then called for a welfare check. And that led to the terrifying discovery. The chief of police in San Antonio calling it a mass casualty situation in 100-degree heat. The trailer did not have a working air conditioner. 30 survivors were rushed to the hospital. Many were vomiting, suffering from heat stroke, and some will now have permanent brain damage. Most of the victims were men in their 20s and 30s, but there were also two 15-year-olds as well.
We utilize at least 7 area hospitals to transport these people out. Our paramedics and firefighters found that each one of them had heart rates over about 130 beats per minute, which, again, they were very hot to the touch. So these people were in that trailer without any signs of any type of water.
The driver of the trailer was arrested and now faces both state and federal charges. But authorities say this is the works that are much larger than just one man. The acting director of ICE releasing a statement which in part reads, by any standard, the horrific crime uncovered last night ranks as a stark reminder of why human smuggling networks must be pursued, caught, and punished. The trailer was found about 150 miles from the border, very close to I-35, Eric, which is a major smuggling thoroughfare.
Most incredible here, and this is the reality of human smuggling and what goes on. You know, everybody wants to use all these nice words and not call it illegal immigration, but this is all part and parcel of illegal immigration, along with its sanctuary cities, the whole program. And trust me, I get beat up on this 3 ways to Sunday. But this is beyond disgusting. This is heartbreaking when you see the kind of stuff that goes on. When I was a Marine at Camp Pendleton, that was also a high trafficked area there. And on several occasions, we would find, the base would find or officials would find, these undocumented people coming in, you know, from Mexico. They weren't all Mexicans, but coming in from south of the border through that 17-mile stretch there, that takes you by and through the middle of Camp Pendleton. And, the devastation and what you would see that would take place all because of, illegal immigration. And, you know, people do that, which they get rewarded for. You know, the coyotes, make a ton of money. I mean, upwards of $12,000 in some cases to get illegals into this country. And this is all part and parcel, you know, that plays the role here. So the devastation, the loss of these people, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And as they said, had they not been found out at that point, you could even understand, appreciate, there would have been a lot more people dead. But sanctuary cities, all of this accommodation of illegality in this country, It's all part and parcel of this program, ladies and gentlemen. You got to see how it connects. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Never gotta look what's going on. Stop and hear what's that sound.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. You know, Muhammad Atta told the Doom Airline passengers on 9/11, just stay quiet and you'll be okay. Well, interestingly, we hear those exact same haunting messages today from the powerful but shadowy lobby that is working behind the scenes to gut the First Amendment and prohibit hate speech or any criticism of Islam. Robert Spencer joins us, New York Times bestselling author, the director of Jihad Watch. You can go to jihadwatch.org for more information. A program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center and the author of 16 books on Islam. He has led seminars on jihad for the FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the United States Central Command. Robert Spencer, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Just great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Congratulations on the book. I appreciate you coming to the forefront. This book needed to be written, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because the ground is being cut out from under our feet, and people don't even realize it. There is a concerted and organized and very powerful effort to restrict the freedom of speech of Americans, and most Americans have no idea it's even happening, and yet it's going on right under our noses.
Well, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies, which is just being released, you point out aggressive Muslims and their appeasers have mounted a dangerous and disturbingly successful campaign against our constitutional rights. I mean, the reason our founding fathers, you know, when you think of all the things they wanted to really bring to the forefront, freedom of speech was number one. And there's a reason that we have free speech, right?
Oh, absolutely. The freedom of speech was number one for a very important reason. It is our fundamental protection against the tyranny. It's our foremost protection for making sure that we have a free society. If we don't have the freedom of speech, then the ruler can declare anything that is dissenting from his policies to be hate speech or beyond the bounds of reasonable discourse and outlaw it, and then nobody can say a word against what he's doing. And that's why the founding fathers knew that to have a free society, you had to have the freedom of speech. Nowadays, on the other hand, just a few years ago, we had Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signing on at the United Nations to a resolution that called upon members of the UN to criminalize what they called incitement to religious hatred. Now, the first impulse is to think, well, nothing's wrong with that. Who's in favor of religious hatred? Of course. Right. The problem is that the Muslim organizations that were sponsoring this meant by religious hatred any criticism of Islam at all, including counterterrorism analysis of the motives and the goals of jihad terror.
So how does that square up, Robert, with the contemporary saying of see something, say something?
Well, the see something, say something idea is being steadily eroded. A few years ago, there was a young man, a high school student, in Texas, a Muslim, and he brought a clock to school. He said he had built a clock when actually what he had done was take the apparatus of the clock outside of the casing and put it in a suitcase so that it looked like a bomb.
Right.
And he brought it to school, and school officials, because, of course, they're very careful about shootings and so on in schools nowadays, they suspended him. And then he charged that they were Islamophobic. And he was, of course, celebrated. President Obama at the time brought him to the White House. He went to the UN. He got praise and awards and prizes from all over. And the upshot really is, if you see something, say something, unless it's a Muslim, because then it would be racist and bigoted and Islamophobic. And so the whole message that is reinforced by that incident and many others is that it's wrong, it's bigoted, it's hateful to oppose jihad terrorism and to try to take rational steps to limit its activity.
You know, it's rather interesting, and I'm sure the school is scratching their head and the attorneys with it, along with many Americans, going, wait a minute, somebody brings, you know, something to school that looks rather pernicious and you can't do anything about it because you've got to check the source. If it's a Muslim that brings it in, then you better just leave it alone and hope to God it doesn't blow up anybody.
Yeah, and this idea is reinforced over and over. Another incident that I talk about in the book is the Fort Dix plot. Several years ago, there was a plot by several Muslims to go into Fort Dix in New Jersey and to shoot as many American soldiers as they could before they themselves were killed. It was a martyrdom plot. And it was foiled when the plotters took their gory jihad videos of beheadings and such to a video store, and they asked this kid there who was working there to transfer the videos from VHS to DVD. While he's doing it, he saw them. And he was very alarmed, and he went to his boss, and he said, I'm seeing some terrible things on these videos. Should I go to the police, or would that be racist?
Wow.
And the idea that he even hesitated for a moment, he did ultimately go to the police, and the plot was foiled. But the fact that he hesitated shows just how far advanced the idea has become, that opposing jihad terror, it's wrong, it's racist, it's bigoted, it's Islamophobic. We have to just let them do whatever they want.
Well, we need some reprogramming here or something to, you know, settle the issue to where we can operate truly. But, you know, as we've discussed many times on this show, Robert, is, you know, especially this millennial generation is, for the lack of education, the whole idea of our First Amendment right has been absolutely perverted. And they really don't understand what the First Amendment really means.
Oh, that's very important, Bill. That's very important. Another thing I discuss in the book in connection with that is one time a few years ago, I was speaking at Cal Poly, the university in California.
Yes.
And this young girl said, in disagreeing with what I was saying, she said, hate speech is not free speech. And she was claiming I was purveying hate speech. And I asked her, well, what do you define as hate speech? And she said something about, you know, marginalizing people or something. And I said, well, who gets to decide what's hate speech? You're proposing the setting up of some government tribunal, essentially, that would have enormous authority to control the public discourse. And whatever the guardians of what was hate speech and what wasn't considered to be acceptable discourse, that's the only thing that could be said. That's the death of a free society. But this idea that hate speech is not free speech is spreading. It's very common. I've heard it on many, many college campuses.
Exactly.
And I think young people just do not realize what freedom of speech is and why it's important.
Well, a term like that, to me, that's a bumper sticker mentality. There's not much backing. There's not much substance to that. Sounds good. You know, when you're in the echo chamber, sounds good. But then when you go to test it in the marketplace, and fortunately you were there to call the question, what did she say after you presented your position on it?
She said, you are proposing a Hobbesian indictment of the powerful. And I thought, well, I'm not quite sure what that means. It's been many years since I looked at the writings of Thomas Hobbes. But
yes.
An indictment of the powerful is exactly what I meant to propose, because hate speech laws are a tool of the powerful to silence the powerless.
Yes.
And that she would not realize that is an indictment of our academic community.
Kind of amazing when you think about the tail shaking the dog, a small percentage of people controlling the majority of Americans, because they've been able to utilize our First Amendment right against us. A bit ironic, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's only going to get worse because most people aren't aware of it.
We're talking about The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech. Robert Spencer is with us. More from Robert on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're rolling them out. Why not? 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Robert Spencer joins us, best-selling author. We're talking about the release of his brand new book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies. Robert, I did want to talk to you about something that's happening in the headlines, and this has to do with the Minneapolis police officer that was a diversity hire. And we've got a problem here with the with the shooting that took place by this Somali Muslim. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Mohammed Noor, a Minneapolis police officer, he was answering a call from an Australian woman, Justine Damond, in Minneapolis a few nights, Saturday night. And she was reporting what she thought might be a rape. It was not involving her. It was just something she was hearing. And Noor and his partner drove up. And then she walks up to the window of the car. And he shoots her dead. Mm. And now this is something that is still a mystery in that we don't know why he did it. He hasn't been talking. Nobody, apparently, by the laws of the police department there, he cannot be compelled to make a statement, although it would seem like that would stymie investigators to a tremendous degree. But in any case, what has come out is that he was a diversity hire, as is known. He was on the force because he was a Somali and a Muslim to show the diversity and the lack of Islamophobia on the police department in Minneapolis. And he was also incompetent. There have been three complaints about him in his first 2 years on the force, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. And one of his neighbors, when he found out that he was the policeman who had shot this unarmed woman, he said, well, he wasn't surprised because he was very nervous and jumpy. He had little respect for women. All these things should have disqualified him from the force, but he was obviously kept on because of his symbolic value as a sign of the diversity of the force. And this is just actually part of the same problem that leads to the restrictions on the freedom of speech. The idea is you cannot criticize what is supposed to be a victimized community, Muslims supposedly being victims of hate crimes to a tremendous degree, although actually there are very few, and Jews are far more often the recipients of hate attacks in the United States. But in any case, the idea is that criticism of them has to be restricted. In the same way, Mohammed Noor was kept on the force because it would have been Islamophobic and bigoted and racist to take him off the force. And yeah. So now a woman is dead because of these wrong-headed diversity policies.
Yeah, exactly. And some would argue, well, this is just, this is an anomaly. This is just one example. But like you say, like in any hire, I would question, and I'm sure other police officers there in Minneapolis would question, the consideration that was given to Mohammed Noor, because anybody else with these kind of problems in the first 2 years would have been ushered out of the police force.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. If Mohammed Noor were a white Christian, he would not have been on the force. I mean, with that kind of record, he would have been removed from the force almost as quickly as he was put on it. And instead, he was celebrated right when he was put on the force. The mayor made a special announcement about his being hired and joining the force. I doubt that the mayor of Minneapolis makes a special announcement about every police officer who joins the force.
Right.
But they really wanted, they had a lot invested in Mohammed Noor. They had actually fast-tracked him, which is also one of the things that I believe led to Justine Damon's death. He wasn't given the proper training that is usually given to police officers. They were so anxious to have him. They so much needed to showcase this Somali Muslim as a police officer that they didn't even train him properly, and now they're reaping the consequence.
Without a doubt. And if you have a neighbor saying that he's nervous and jumpy, you're going to tell me the other police officers didn't see that?
Yeah, and they, of course, would have been scared to say anything. Here's the inhibition on the freedom of speech again. They didn't feel free to go to their commanding officers and say, this guy is too easily rattled to be a competent police officer, because they would know, oh, no, if they did that, they would be brought up on charges of racism and Islamophobia.
Unbelievable. And I can understand on surface, Robert, and I think most of us could understand saying, okay, you're in a Muslim community here that's been, growing, and it's quite consequential in Minneapolis. So, the natural inclination would be, well, let's get people of their own kind to help us with inner city relations and understanding what's going on. So one of those correct observation, wrong conclusion type of episodes, right?
Oh, yeah, Bill. See, the thing is, there's no problem. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sure, if they're going to have a large Somali Muslim community in Minneapolis, then by all means, there should be Somali Muslim police officers. But they should be held to the same standards as everybody else, trained as well as everybody else, and held accountable like everybody else. And by those standards, Mohammed Noor would not have ever been on the force. Maybe some other competent Somali Muslim police officer could be on the force, but not Mohammed Noor. And the problem is the relaxation of standards and the fear of speaking out that results in this kind of tragedy.
Well, in your book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech, Robert Spencer, you talk about the social behemoths, Facebook and Twitter, all complicit in this movement. I mean, have they kind of unbeknownst to themselves joined hands with this, this confused speak that is becoming more and more pervasive?
Oh, very much so. And I think they know full well what they're doing. The German government has been pressuring, and the EU in general, the European Union in general, has been pressuring Facebook and the other social media giants to crack down on hate speech. Mm-hmm. Of course, here again, hate speech is a subjective thing. It's not a readily identifiable quantity. Whatever you believe is, of course, what you think is true and right. And then you might think that opposing views are hate speech. And so whoever's in power determines what hate speech is. And this is the problem. The left is in power in Europe. They tell Facebook to crack down on hate speech, and Facebook cracks down on my site, which tracks jihad terror activity and is opposed to the mass immigration policies that have brought so much crime and unrest to Europe. And they characterize, because Islamic groups have characterized any honest analysis of the motivating ideology of jihad terrorists as hate speech, and have done this for years, now the other shoe is dropping. Now they want to stamp out all the hate speech. Facebook is shutting us down. My referrals, Jihad Watch's referrals from Facebook, dropped 90% in the middle of February, and they've never recovered. And Facebook also has gone to Pakistan and spoken with the Pakistani government, agreeing that they would take down content that was offensive to Islam, that violated Sharia blasphemy laws. And that's on that basis that sites like mine and others are being shut out, because Pakistan doesn't want honest discussion of the jihad terror threat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing just how powerful they have become, really. And you think about it, and in a short period of time, it seems, at least on the surface. But, you know, this is all core Islamic teachings that make criticism of Islam punishable by death. So, though we're, maybe in some cases, maybe unique cases where people are being punished by death because they've been critical of Islam, the overriding thing that they're, trying to break through here in this country is to stifle speech in order to protect their core value. And that is the value of not being able to criticize Islam. So, if you can't criticize something, what does that tell you?
Exactly. Those are the people in power. Like the old expression goes, that if you want to know who rules over you, then find out who you cannot criticize. And what we cannot criticize in the U.S. today are Islam and Muslim.
Well, Robert, great job on the book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies. It will open your eyes. Hope it is just being released today. Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch, a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and author of this book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech. Where can they go for more information, Robert?
My website, jihadwatch.org, and it's also available at amazon.com and any self-respecting book.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, get involved. I mean, you got to see what's happening. This is like one of those nooses that is tightening more and more in our culture. As we say, you got social media behemoths like Twitter and Facebook already bending their knee to this. What next? As they continue to control our speech and forbid us from asking questions and being critical.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. I don't know about you, but have you ever wondered about, it seems like we're hearing more about shark attacks these days. I'm in California, so we're hearing a lot here on the West Coast. There's some rumor that maybe because of Fukushima chasing the sharks to the coastline. Who knows, but as I say, every year we hear more and more about shark encounters. That, you know, can make us frightfully question whether it's safe to venture beyond the shoreline. Well, we've got the shark expert, George Burgess, is with us. He is the director of the University of Florida Program for Shark Research. So he knows all the facts. And so we appreciate that George could be with us today to talk about it. George, how are you?
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, great to have you here to talk about what is going on. I mean, people are going, you know, is something happening in the shark world, you know, Fukushima included or whatever, that's chasing sharks to the shoreline, at least on the West Coast?
Well, I don't think that's really really anything to do with the story. Of course, on the West Coast, the when you say shark, you're really talking white shark. Mm-hmm. And white shark populations or gradually on the increase on both the U.S. Pacific and Atlantic East Coast. And that's actually good. This is the result of more more than two decades of protection by the U.S. government, and then of course even more so by the fact that their prey items, the marine mammals, have been under protection since 1972. So both of the populations of the seals and the sea lions and of course the white sharks are all been protected, and gradually they're getting a little bit larger each year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the human population's getting larger every year too.
Exactly.
So not only are there a better chance of the two getting together, but there's more human eyes out there to look and see them.
Of course, all the shark talk is increased by what Nat Geo has presented. Started on Sunday, a week-long Shark Fest event. And, of course, you know, for those that happen to tune in, got to see, Michael Phelps versus the great white shark one-on-one, right?
Yeah, that was part of the Shark Week stuff, and that wasn't personally not that impressive sort of thing. But National Geo's Shark Fest has got a little more scientific stuff. We hope, and among them are some shows on tiger sharks and why sharks occasionally get together in aggregations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so take a look at the Nat Geo programming, and if you find that the Discovery stuff is a little too showboaty for you.
Mm-hmm. And it was hyped up. I mean, and why not? Let's have the fastest human in water, Michael Phelps, against a shark. Didn't fare too well for Michael, but he lives for another day, so all is well.
Well, it was good for him. It was a virtual race because
yes.
he was really in the water with the white shark. He might not have been around to catch the silver medal.
Exactly. Well, and although I would say that he was probably in the water, we might have seen a little bit more adrenaline coming out of him again. So, George, you say the reason that shark attacks are increasing is the fact that we got more sharks ever since the early 70s when they became a protected species. And we've got more people. So because of those increasing numbers, naturally we're going to have an increase in shark attacks, right?
That's right. And, of course, over that time period, of course, we've developed cell phones and social media and so forth. So right now, any animal that's seen in the sea is not just seen by more eyes, but it's recorded by telephones and sent around the world immediately on social
exactly.
media. So it's a little unfair to compare now and then.
Well, George, is it fair to say that we've got more sharks coming closer to the shoreline as before?
In certain areas, there may be more than what you were used to 5 years ago or 10 mm-hmm. years ago, but certainly not compared to what were the original numbers. And, of course, mm-hmm. for most of us, we never saw the original numbers because those changes occurred before our lifetimes.
Right. Well, George, being a fellow Floridian with you, even though I'm on the West Coast today, you're in New York. If you can help me avoid mosquitoes and no-see-ums, that would be awesome. That's been my 4-year goal here so far. I'm failing miserably. But how do I avoid a shark attack?
Well, obviously, the first thing you can do is just work on your suntan on the beach and forget the water, and
right.
you won't have any problem. But if you're in the water, you can do certain things to try to minimize your risk, and among them are staying out of the water between dusk and dawn, time periods when most species of sharks are more active, avoiding certain areas where sharks are more common, such as inlets, deep channels, those kinds of things. Don't go in the water if people are fishing nearby. You can see that they're catching fish.
Mm.
And, of course, going out together in groups rather than going by yourself because there's a good reason that schools are found in schools.
Yeah.
Fishes are found in schools.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're going to go out there with a bunch of people, make sure you're the fastest swimmer, right?
That's
just kidding.
Always a good one.
Just
or at
kidding.
Least in the middle of the pack, at least.
Right,
anyway.
Exactly. What about euthanizing sharks that attack humans? Do you agree with that?
No, first of all, the chances of you finding the actual shark that that did the damage are, is like looking for a needle in a haystack, because these things are very mobile and very migratory. Second of all, there's no indication that, that a shark that bites a human will do it again.
Mm.
So I think it's more a function of revenge or than it is utility if you do so.
Mm. George, what is it about sharks that just capture, you know, our attention? I mean, they are magnificent animals when you look at them and study them. But what do you find that is so compelling about these incredible mammals?
Well, I think for most of us, it's a sense of a phenomenon we can't control. And of course, as humans, we have great hubris, thinking that we can change the whole world around us, and mm-hmm. often do. But in the case of certain natural phenomena, such as lightning and hurricanes and earthquakes, we can't control it. And among the natural animals, even the largest land predators, we can control with a high-powered rifle. Mm-hmm. But one-on-one against the shark, the shark's going to still win. So mm-hmm. perhaps it's a remnant of our caveman day, where we have to sort of look over our shoulder for the predator that can get us.
What do you do? I mean, if you come under attack, I mean, you know, besides instantly start praying, but what do you do?
Well, if of course you see a shark coming, get out of the water, which is most obvious. But if you're actually being approached by the shark, the nose is a sensitive area, and so if you can pop it on the nose, especially if you got something other than your hands, keeping mm-hmm. in mind that the nose is located just a little north of the mouth, mm-hmm. you don't want to miss.
Yes.
But a pop to the nose gets them to veer off usually. But of course, if you're in the mouth of a shark, the eyes and the gills, the five openings behind the eyes, are sensitive areas, and I certainly would probe those with my fingers to try to get them to let go.
Yes. Well, George, a lot of good stuff on Shark Fest Week. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Of course, Shark Fest Week well underway and on Nat Geo Wild, so it'll be a lot of fun. Check your local listings for the listing of when Shark Fest will be showing. George Barris, our shark expert, has been with us today. George, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Glad to be.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, here I am in California, you know, and you got to hear some Beach Boys music, you know, because it just goes hand in hand. A little surfer girl summer music. I know. I'm sorry. I cut you off, big voice. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, because I'm excited to talk about Bob. Talk with Bob Walaszewski. We're going to talk movies here, man. I'm telling you, I'm stepping all over this stuff here, Robert. I'm telling you.
I'm here to talk about him. No.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, Robert is with Focus on the Family. He's the director of media and culture, also with their world-famous Plugged In department. You can go to PluggedIn.com for all the information you need to know. And everywhere I go, people talk about Plugged In. They tell me, they go, wow, we're just so grateful for Focus on the Family and the service they provide, not only with the media and culture department, but, you know, Plugged In as well, Robert.
Thank you, Bill. Well, we're privileged to have over a million visits a month.
Wow.
So we know that there's a lot of people out there. And to get a million visits a month doesn't mean that everyone that loves you comes every month. We probably have, I don't know, I've never thought of it in this way, but I would say we might have somewhere like 7 to 10 million people who use us on an occasional basis. And something like an additional 10 million that hear a Plugged In movie review on the radio. I've been told 9.7 million people hear the radio feature that we do out of our Plugged In department every week. It's pretty cool.
Well, and we love having you on here because, you know, what it all speaks of, it's validation for what Focus on the Family, the vision that you have in terms of being able to give people a little bit of a roadmap and understanding of what's impacting the culture, especially when it comes to movies, because movies are such a big part of our lives.
Yeah, and for listeners who haven't tuned into your show for a long time, they may be relatively new, maybe today's the first day, just a reminder that why we do it is not because we trying to tell people to go to something or not go to something. We're just frustrated with the MPAA rating system, and we feel like it doesn't serve people well. It doesn't tell you what's in a movie. It doesn't give you the content issues that might be concerning your children or might concern you as a date night couple. So we spell it out on our website, or you can use our phone apps to get there. And then people can make their own decisions. Some people read them and they go, oh, sounds like Focus loves this movie. And they load up the minivan and go.
Yeah.
People read the same review and go, oh, Jim Daly and Focus on the Family hate this one. Oh, I'm so glad I read this. We're not going. And
right,
it's like, okay, how can you do that out of the same reviews? Because we're trying to just point out content, positive and negative, and let people make their own decisions.
After all, it's their money. I mean, it's a lot of money you talk about when you go to the movies anymore. I mean, it's
well, it
it's
is.
Not cheap.
And if you just if you wait till it comes out on DVD, you still got you've got money, especially if you're one of those that likes to stock a library and have a few family-friendly ones on the shelves just for, you know, hey, let's just watch something. What do we got on the shelf we haven't seen, you know, or haven't seen in a while?
Exactly. Well, and it all has an impact on our biblical worldview, our worldview, that which we're training our kids, you know, and trying to do the best we can to raise them up in the way that they should go. And so we continue to utilize these resources that Focus on the Family so graciously provides us, and we're grateful for that, Bob. Hey, Dunkirk surprised some pundits initially going into it. They were kind of poo-pooing, but I thought it was going to be a great movie, and it, I guess by their expectations, it over-delivered.
Made $50 million. Of course, it cost $150 million to make, so they still have a ways to break even. A lot of people are saying this is Christopher Nolan's best movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not. I will say I think it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good movie creatively. Even from a family perspective, if we're talking older teens on up, I think it has it teaches a great history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
For those out there who are going, yeah, but I really don't like war movies.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, this is not a war movie. This is an evacuation movie in the time of war.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1940 in France. The U.S. aren't in, we're not in the war yet. We don't come into Pearl Harbor in December of 1941. So it's the Brits and it's the French, and they're totally surrounded by the Germans on the beaches of Dunkirk. They have the ocean as an escape route, but it doesn't look like much of an escape route because German fighter planes are knocking British warships like sitting ducks out in the ocean. But then
exactly.
A call comes from the British Navy to ask for civilian help. So if you're a civilian boat owner and you own a fishing boat, a ferry boat, a paddle boat, doesn't matter. If it's got an engine on it and you can get up 50 miles up to Dunkirk, we need your help evacuating these guys. There's 400 men up there.
Wow.
338,000 were evacuated. 70,000-esque were either killed or captured. That's a lot of people. But, boy, it looked like the war was over at Dunkirk, and that wasn't the case. So it's a wonderful, inspiring, encouraging piece of history set in a war setting. Yes, a lot of death. Not gruesome like Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge.
Or Saving Private Ryan.
A lot of death. But we gave it a 3, so it's a pretty to us it has potential for teens on up viewing.
You talk about the after movie conversation that you can have with teens about this, whatever, you know, ideas or perception they may have of war. And given the circumstance, and they were a boat owner, would they go? Would they participate? And there's probably, you know, and maybe to some degree, that's an unfair question to ask. Because you don't know sometimes until you know, like these boat owners, and as was brought out in the movie, mixed emotions certainly about putting, you know, their personal boats at risk, and they're thinking, hey, that's what the military's for, right?
Yeah, personal boats at risk, personal lives at risk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole lot of reasons to go. Somebody else could do this.
Right.
But that's not what happened. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people responded to the call to get these guys off the beaches. So it's such an encouraging story. I'm reading a book right now called To End All Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a World War II book about those guys that were involved in building the bridge over the River Kwai. Award-winning film by that title, but this is that particular the Japanese forced so many prisoners of war to build this railroad and this bridge. And I was thinking the very same thing you were talking about. In times of war, what I do this, there's just these acts of kindness that are coming out in the book from guys that have nothing hardly to eat, yet they'll they'll give some of their extra food to a friend, or they'll help wash his wounds, and they're just covered with sores, and they're getting cholera and typhoid and diphtheria, and I just, it's like, oh, who could go through all this, but they did.
Exactly, and then, you know, here we're reminded again of John McCain, what the senator is going through.
Yes.
Being in that concentration camp, having a choice to leave early, and because he chose not to stay with his men, they beat him all the more. And I think there's been some suggestion, I don't know if this is a fact or not, but that the injuries that he came home with, the injuries that he still lives with, where he can barely raise his arm, were a result of his not leaving the camp and staying there with his men. So he was brutalized all the more as a result of staying with his men.
What a hero.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
exactly. Take care of him during this difficult brain cancer.
Yeah, if anybody needed a break, as they say, for all that this man has gone through, if it be God's will. And our prayers continue for John McCain. But it also reminds me of the story, too, of you heard about those people on the beach, right? The family got caught in the riptide. And
all those people joined hands together.
Yeah, all because of one woman. She just, she's a strong swimmer, went out there, realized, whoa, we need some help here. And she's out there, conscripting people on the beach. And I'm sure even some of those people on the beach, it's okay, leave for somebody else. But 80 people got out and were able to save everybody as they made a human chain. I mean, so not exactly to the level of Dunkirk, but again, that human spirit, that cooperation that allows us to come together and do the miraculous.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, great story. But great movie, and you say you gave it a 3. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I was hoping this past weekend. As you know, I'm on my way. I'm in California on my way to Hawaii to see number 9th grandson Jackson, who turns 1 in August. So we're all excited and getting ready to visit with the Ohana on the islands and in Kauai and also Maui. So looking forward to a lot of fun here. Well, Robert, we talked about Dunkirk, and we also wanted to touch on Valerian. Very disappointing.
Well, it's very disappointing for those who were hoping it'd make some big bucks. Valerian, the City of 1,000 Planets, it's hard to get an exact figure of how much they put into this movie, but it wasn't cheap. Mm-hmm. On the low side, I've heard $180 million. On the high side, I've heard $209 million.
Wow.
So let's just roughly say they got about $200 million into the film. And the director gave us wonderful eye candy for about 30 minutes. We're like, oh, look at this sci-fi world of all these planets. But it's the story of a doomed alien people in the 28th century and a government conspiracy to cover up the destruction of their planet. That kind of explains it in a nutshell. But this is no Star Wars.
Right.
It might try to pretend that it's a little bit like Star Wars, but it's not. And here's one of the reasons from a family perspective, Bill, that I say it's not. Rihanna, the R&B singer, is in this movie, and she plays this burlesque performer/pole dancer for reasons that's never explained.
Mm.
And she's got this pimp, and he's trying to – there's a brothel.
They just won't go away, will they? Pimps live forever. They're like cockroaches.
I'm like, why in a sci-fi film that's supposed to be something like Star Wars set in the 28th century, do you need to watch? And it's a very long, I mean, I don't remember, I didn't time it, but
yeah.
It seems to go like 5 minutes of this pole dancing, very sleazy, risky. And when you're done with it, you're like, why did I have to watch that?
Exactly. Well, we gotta wrap it up there, Robert. We're all out of time. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family.
To all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.